Good evening. Thank you so much for joining in. You are listening to Being Love, and I'm your host, Promise Kramer, and thank you for being here. So last week, I released an episode called Connecting with Our Ancestors. And, okay, so firstly, thank you so much for joining in and listening. When I started this podcast, I didn't really think it all the way through that people can get hold of it and listen to it. So I looked into my viewing and I realized that people are actually tuning in and they're listening. So thank you so much for being here. And just also reminding that this is just me sharing my truth and my own wisdom from my line of ancestors and the knowledge I've gathered. So, yeah, thank you for being here. So with that being said, today is a continuum from last episode. I'll be talking more about family dynamics and kind of build up from there, talking about our ancestors, our family members that are no longer physical, our family members that have died. So, yes. Please listen through with me. Again, thank you so much for being here. So I want to start by referencing a quote from family system theory. So the family system theory states that individuals do not have individual problems that exist in like a vacuum, but they are rather impacted by the complexity of their family dynamics on a multi-generational level. Excuse me. So this is kind of going to be the theme of today's episode, like I said earlier. Looking into family dynamics, because I feel when as soon as we understand our ancestors and the lives that they've lived, it's like us looking into our family dynamics, into our patterns in the family through generations, and therefore understanding our own path and our own entanglements that we're coming across as we go in our own in our own lives. Oh my God. So okay, firstly, I can just think what is the family dynamics, or what are family dynamics? That would be the next question. So family dynamics are the interracial patterns experienced between family members. So the how we treat each other, how do we experience each other within the family, how have our mothers experienced each other with their siblings, and going back, yeah, so what has been the theme, like how through generation have we typically related to each other? So it can be a healthy dynamics, healthy, that's also just, the word healthy, it can also be misleading in a way, because what might appear healthy for one family might not appear healthy for the next, and vice versa. But generally speaking, we're going to judge healthy and unhealthy by joy. Does this dynamic bring joy within the family? Is everyone happy? Is everyone joyful and healthy, therefore? Or are they unhealthy where they're not happy? There's entanglement, there's fights, and the flow of love is not going smoothly. So we're going to first, I'm rushing through this. but I want to first look at or talk about the roles within the system, or order within the system. So one of the first things that as children we come in, we have a space, or we have a role to play. We either we are children, and if it's healthy, we are children, and we have this adult, a caregiver, parent, you know, who is in a parent role where they give and we take, right? So it's role, it's a position. Everyone have their role when it's in the healthy side, and we feel safe in our own roles. So the flip of that will be unstableness, not knowing our own role. Maybe parents or caregivers are not present and they're not giving, so we're not receiving anything, and we have to maybe do the giving to the parent, and so the roles are flip, which it's a topic on its own, the orders of giving and taking between parent and children, because in our society it has flipped quite a lot, where in most cases children are the ones that give and parents take. So not to go really off track, so it's very important to understand our family dynamics, because they impact all areas of our life, and understanding them, it's important in terms of understanding ourselves and how we relate to other people, the choices that we make, and how we get into certain relationships, like romantic relationships. And also to understand, like, our goals as to, is this how we want to continue, or do we want to do different? You know, then we kind of take back our power, because we are aware of we choosing things that we don't want to choose, for instance. So in a system where things are not balanced, where things are not, like, healthy, you get to see it play out in your own life, in our own life. In my own life, I would then get to see the replay of what is happening on the system, because it's continuing, because I'm reliving it, they've relived it, and